Mr. President, and congratulations on assuming your new role. Slovakia aligns itself with the EU statement. Madam Deputy High Commissioner, thank you for your report. The ongoing full-scale invasion of Ukraine by the Russian Federation has a devastating impact on the civilian population. In this regard, Slovakia persists to strongly condemn the serious violations and abuses of human rights and international humanitarian law since the very start of this aggression. We express our deep concerns about the alarming findings in your reports. It is alarming that the Russian armed forces still carry on the attacks against critical energy infrastructure, leading to massive destruction and shutting down energy production across the Ukraine. Regrettably, all those practices could have an immense impact this winter, depriving people, mostly those at higher risk of vulnerability, such as older persons, persons with disabilities, children, and persons living in poverty, of services essential for their survival. In this context, in November 2024, Slovakia, through its Agency for International Development Cooperation, provided to Ukraine a financial contribution of €500,000 for the purchases of generators, transformers, and energy infrastructure components. We also continue actively with the concrete support such as demining and other humanitarian aid. Madam High Commissioner, let me reaffirm Slovakia's commitment to engage closely with the OHCHR in the activities regarding the further support to Ukraine. Thank you.
Thank you.